Soul-drenched and dance-floor-ready, the group is like a band of time-hopping vagabonds swirling through the centuries, picking up and passing along tunes that make you want to swing, stomp, and reel. This mini orchestra's devotion to the roots of American jazz and folk is as impassioned and meticulous as it is razor-sharp, vibrant, and gloriously jubilant. There's just a couple of press quotes about the remarkable Dust Bowl revival coming to Cincinnati for a show at the Woodward Theater on Sunday, February 11th. For WVXU Local Exposure, I'm Elaine Deal, and with me by phone from L.A. is Dust Bowl Revival's Zach Lupitin. Zach, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Zach, you're in L.A. now, but you went to school not so very far from us. You're a University of Michiganian, aren't you?
That is correct. Ann Arbor's finest right there.
Were you born in the Midwest?
Yeah, I'm from Chicago originally.
When does your tour begin?
We start on the 7th in Chicago. Yeah, you know, three of the eight are actually all from the Chicago area. So we definitely have some Midwest roots. And we always love coming back there and playing around in the Midwest. And, you know, such a warm community of roots music fans and supporters. So it'll be a fun little short run.
Have you ever actually played in Cincinnati?
Yeah, we've done it a few times. We try to come through, you know, once a year or so. I think we were there at the...
You're probably thinking of the Taft, right? The big theater and the ballroom?
Taft. Yep. Yeah, we were there, I feel like maybe 7-8 months ago.
Well, you're out on the road right now behind your new album on Signature Sounds. When was that record released?
It was released in June of 2017. It's something that we really are proud of. You know, there's 8 people in Dust Bowl Revival. So we started to really collaborate for the first time on this in the past. You know, it was a bit more of my project with, you know, kind of a revolving cast of characters. The last, you know, I would say 3-4 years, we've really solidified into this 8-piece machine, you know, with the horn section and the string section. And everyone's really sort of excited and starting to find, you know, our own sound, mm-hmm. instead of maybe preserving sounds from, you know, the 30s and 40s. And now we've started to really find this sort of interesting combo of folk music and soul music and sort of merging those together in a really interesting way. And that's kind of what came together on this self-titled release. And, you know, sort of almost a reset button where we, you know, we're not a new band. We've been around for almost, you know, 10 years in some form, but really, this is where we've kind of discovered what our voice is, mm-hmm. as musicians. And, you know, I think when you start off a band, you know, you're young and you're stupid and you kind of throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. And I think, you know, you grow up together, and we're really happy with what came out of this and being able to play the songs live to people. It evolves as you bring it down the road and see how audiences react. So it's really cool.
My guest is Zach Lupitin, founder, guitarist, songwriter, harmonica, and kazooist with the band Dust Bowl Revival, coming to town for a gig at the Woodward Theater. So I went back and listened to some of your earlier stuff, and I can definitely hear the progression of the development of this group that you have together now, especially the funkiness of your sound. When did you sort of decide to step up the funk? Or did that happen organically on its own?
Well, I think the soul and the funk stuff is always lurking in the background, and we kind of brought it to the forefront, partially, you know, because our the wonderful producer who helped us bring this record out, Ted Hutt, he's a British guy who founded Flogging Molly back in the day and does a lot of stuff with Old Crow Medicine Show and Dropkick Murphys and some different people. And he listened to our different types of sounds, you know, the more bluegrass and jam stuff and the old time swing and blues stuff. And he really felt there was something special in the way that the interesting instrumentation was doing soulful tunes that had a little more emotion, a little more grit and honesty to them. And I think he wanted us to really focus in on that. And, you know, that was an interesting test for us, because I think we were used to doing things where, you know, we would mix it up every other song, you know, keep people on their toes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fun live, but to make a record, you have to be a little more focused, I think, to make a real listening experience for people.
So that people know that this is Dust Bowl Revival.
Yeah, so they can really listen to it and feel the flow. And mm-hmm. I think it's maybe a little old-fashioned to think that people are listening to a full record.
You dare to dream, right?
Spotify times. But I think for people who really care about music, you want to be able to listen to a record and feel the connections between the songs and the stories. And, you know, a lot of the stories were about relationships and, you know, sort of it sometimes falling in and out of love and losing people. And sometimes you got to just get the feelings out, you know. And I think as a songwriter, I sometimes like to tell dark stories with a tongue-in-cheek kind of wink. And I think some of these songs on the record, they were just like, you know what, I'm just going to tell what really happened or what I'm really feeling about this. And that was a bit daunting, you know, because you have to kind of strip back your defenses and really let it all out there and hope that that vulnerability shows.
I read a quote from you where you said, we've all made mistakes. It's how we proceed after it. That is so interesting.
That makes sense.
I thought that was quite profound,
We're not young anymore, right?
Right.
Like when you're not in your 20s anymore, you can look back and be like, wow, I was a complete idiot at that point. But I fell for that girl. And I now can see as a writer that that really was important to live through that, but mm-hmm. that I'm a better person now mm-hmm. and I'm smarter now. You know, even songs like, you know, Liz, who sings with me, had started to write some of her own lyrics on the record. And the song, If You Could See Me Now, she wrote most of. And it's sort of looking back to a past relationship and saying, yeah, we should have done this better, but we're both better without each other. And realizing that is important, I think, as you grow up.
You got Keb Moe to come and play some music on this record. How did you get Grammy winner Keb Moe on the album?
He met us in Nashville. It's a show called Music City Roots down there. He was subbing for Jim Lauderdale as the host. He's an L.A. native originally and sort of befriended us a bit. We were able to connect to him as, you know, an artist that would maybe fit nicely on a tune. And he was super gracious and laid down a really cool guitar part. And it kind of transformed the track, to be honest. We were, I think, expecting him as a kind of blues guitar player to, you know, be shredding all over it and having some really cool solo type stuff. But he was very adamant that he didn't want to overpower the track. He wanted to kind of lay down the groove and have it be this cool bounce that really made the song go. And it totally did. And it's very subtle what he does, but he has this sort of tropical beat in the background and adds these little B.B. King licks here and there. And it's awesome that he was able to do that for us.
What's the next step for Dust Bowl Revival? You're on tour right now. Are you going to continue to tour, more recording, videos, world domination? What's the plan?
Well, we're always trying to spread the good word. And you know, I think it's always a challenge, I think, as a, you know, a roots group that's not necessarily in the mainstream, to get your music out there in a way that allows people to really find you everywhere. That's why we love coming to, you know, Cincinnati and Route, Ohio, the Midwest, because it's, you know, there's a lot of places, especially in the winter, that people don't expect a California band to come out and do our thing. But that's sometimes the most fun, those shows, because everyone's excited. Everyone's mm-hmm. ready to rock. Yeah, we're starting to work on some new music, and I think it's all about creating and meeting new people and having fun out there.
One of the phrases most often used to describe Dust Bowl Revival is genre-defying. You guys mm-hmm. have roots and influences from folk and jazz and swing, rock and Americana and bluegrass. What's your personal background? Where'd you come from, Zach?
From Chicago, and I grew up playing sort of in rock and blues kind of groups. My dad will play blues harmonica with us every now and again. He's kind of a beast. He just, like, is too shy to start his own band. But, yeah, you know, I grew up more thinking I was going to be a writer. And I went to school in Michigan for film and playwriting and theater, and kind of moved out to L.A. about 10 years ago thinking I would write movies. And the music thing was something that was always tugging at my shirt sleeves and wouldn't let me rest. And I found that I was always sneaking out to play a show or trying to get people together. And it was something that I, it's an obsession, to be honest. Sometimes songs will come in the middle of the night, you wake up, you got to do it. And it's something that is a gift, but also you're only allowed to do it if people show up for you and listen to your music. And we've been really lucky the last 5-6 years that we've been touring full time. You know, people really support this type of music, roots music. And I think I'm, you know, looking forward to seeing what will come in the future, this band. We're starting to really write and create stuff as a unit. And that's, it's hard because it's a democracy. Democracy is hard. But seeing all the different influences within the band, you know, our trombone players from Sweden, and we did a Swedish folk song recently, and that was really fun, you know. And so we're doing stuff in different languages and different styles, and you never know what's going to happen. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we create.
The music is so genuine, you can almost taste the PBR and port wine being passed around the front porch during the Great Depression on the bayou or on the post-fire Chicago streets, as a recent phrase written about California's Dust Bowl revival. My guest has been guitarist, writer, singer, harmonica player, and kazoo player Zach Lupitin from Dust Bowl Revival, on the road headed for Cincinnati for a show at the Woodward. And that place itself is a little bit of a time-traveling venue. You'll find some pretty cool energy there, Zach. It's in Cincinnati's historic Over the Rhine. The show is Sunday, February 11th at 7:30. Safe travels to you and the rest of the Revivalists.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to it.
For WVXU Local Exposure, I'm Elaine Deal.